Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Definitely an amazing experience in the essence of Memphis, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, then you go to Wild Bill's over in North Bills. Memphis to the Juke Joint, and you stay there all night long, John, where they were serving up only 40s.
Now, hey, I believe, you know.
You ever go to Wild Bill's?
No.
Rayford's?
Oh, you missed out.
Oh, Rayford's now?
You ever go to Rayford's?
That, again.
Same thing, only 40s.
We'll likely never go again, because if you haven't been to Rayford's, it's been a long night. That's just my experience. Like, you don't just say, all right, we're going to go to Rayford's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to hit that place at 1.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a late-night decision.
Love Rayford's.
Love it. But you know, I mean, things happen when you hit up Rayford's. You know what I mean?
Alex's Tavern can be like that, though, too.
Same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. If you were at Alex's Tavern, you're not getting there until about 1 o'clock, and it's been a long
What's
night.
What's happening during those hours?
Again.
I miss that right now.
Again. All absolutely valued pieces of Memphis, you know.
Watched many a Bears game in Alex's Tavern. My dad had many a beer at Alex's Tavern.
Maybe more so than even Graceland, right? I mean, Alex's Tavern and Rayford's, I mean, those are actually places where you can go upstairs. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, a $100 virtual tour is what it's going to cost you. And somebody does bring up the point that if you get four people, you pay $25 apiece. You know, you can all huddle around a computer and, you know, do your thing. That wouldn't be such a bad idea. You know, everybody pitches in $25. Good idea. Anyway, there you have it. Virtual tours now at Graceland later this
beautiful thing
month. We will come back. Brevin Knight's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, John Morant's return, whenever that may be, Jaren Jackson, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
The playoffs are underway. I cannot wait to get some action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because right now new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team during the second round. That's right, 25-1 odds on any team in any playoff game this weekend. I love the Bills only laying 2.5 points at home to Baltimore. That'll be my play. It should be your play. And if you're a new player, you can get 25-1 odds boost. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer from FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. And understand, there are lots of great reasons to bet on FanDuel. Number one, it's easy to use. Number two, there are odds boosts and specials every day. So go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/real. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your free online visit. forhims.com/real.
You know what rock chips are?
Oh, no.
A pain in your glass. Time to visit Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint of Memphis. Eden specializes in auto glass repair. So when when you're in the garage and you chip yourself.
My windshield!
Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint will come fix it. Home or work with a lifetime installation warranty. Ask about Eden's window tint.
Sweet.
You bet your glass it is. Visit EdenAutoGlass.com today. Let us see your crack at Eden Auto Glass and Window Tint.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Roofing issues, you got a leak, anything like that, don't worry. I know it feels stressful right now. Feels like the world's literally crashing down on you, but actually it's not, because we got good news. Call our man Chris McCulley. He's the owner, the operator of McCulley Roofing and Renovations. They are here to help. About a year ago, I had those same problems. I noticed a leak, water all on my floor. It was coming down my wall. I didn't know what to do. Thankfully, I knew my man Chris McCulley. He came out same day, same exact day, got on the roof himself and said, oh, man, you got some storm damage. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. He's my Superman. He'll be yours as well. Give him a call, 901-487-7096. If you mention you heard about McCulley Roofing and Renovations here on the Jason and John Show, he's going to hook you up with free roofing upgrades. Why wouldn't you?
No.
McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
John's right. You're going to get the best deal on a roof with McCulley Roofing and Renovations, so why would you go anywhere else? They got everything covered, the insurance claims. If you need a whole new roof, if it's just a roofing repair, maybe you got a few missing shingles, they'll handle that as well. Because like John said, Chris is the Superman of rooting, also of roofing. Voted the most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. That matters. Think it doesn't? Check out all those five-star reviews they've got on Facebook. Call them up. Again, call Chris up, 901-487-7096. Any questions you've got as that are associated with your roof, Chris and the crew will be happy to answer. Give them a call, 487-7096. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
As we speak, Urban Meyer has been spotted getting off of an airplane at Cecil Airport in Jacksonville. So that would seem to suggest that they are about to put pen to paper here.
Yeah, they're rolling.
In Jacksonville for Urban Meyer to become the next coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, it's interesting because I wouldn't have even really thought about Urban Meyer in this coaching carousel in the NFL, certainly. But you know, maybe he is – you know, that Pete Carroll type that might be a little bit more equipped to be in the – Pete Carroll was successful as well, you know, in college. But, you know, he's clearly, I think, having as much or better success in the NFL. Maybe Urban Meyer is in that category. Maybe he comes into the NFL. And he's got a good situation there with a number one draft pick and Trevor Lawrence. And he can handle the NFL a little bit better. I mean, I think when you consider what
– you got to figure if Matt Rhule can do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think when you consider what plagued him at Ohio State, it wasn't like wins. I mean, he was one of the greatest. It was the rules. It was running the program. And as we know, when you're running a professional team and you're the head coach of a professional team, you just don't deal with the same things. And so if you're trying to sell me on Urban Meyer will be vastly more successful at with the Jaguars than he was a college coach, or maybe he won't run into the same things, that would be – where I think you start is that he's not going to be sort of held or tied down by the same rules and guidelines that he was in college.
I think more than what's going to determine it, you know, whether or not he's successful, than you know his ability to as a talent evaluator, or you know when it comes to being the ability to recruit free agents because your coach is involved in that as well. You want to look like you've got a good situation. Is who you got taking the snaps? I mean, who your quarterback is, and if Trevor Lawrence is as good as we've got him all, you know, sort of cracked up to be. Then Urban Meyer going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Jacksonville's had a quarterback issue last few years. That's been the issue for them in terms of figuring it out. And if they can get that licked very early on by taking Trevor Lawrence number one, that to me will be the thing that, you know, determines more whether Urban Meyer will be a success than anything else. Because for the most part, all those guys, right, they should be, as far as talent evaluation, those head coaches, I mean, you should be pretty solid from that standpoint. What will be the difference is your personnel and who you got and your ability to go out and get a quarterback that can be a difference maker, especially early on. They've got that with Trevor Lawrence. They got all the cap space in the world at a time where the cap's going down. Was listening to Schefter talk about that this morning. The cap's going down. Everybody else is trying to tighten up. Well, they've got all kind of cap space. Not to mention they've got an additional number one pick. Remember that for the trade, as was pointed out to me last time we were talking about this, of Jalen Ramsey. So they got picks. They got cap space. They're going to have a quarterback, it appears. Yep. Now, Trevor Lawrence coming here and he's not what we thought he was going to be, which there's always the possibility of that. Then we're having a different conversation about Urban Meyer. But he's going to have the quarterback. He's going to have the flexibility. And I think in a couple of years, we're probably looking up and saying, uh-oh, well, now you got to worry about Jacksonville because mostly of the QB they're getting as opposed to more so than the coach.
Well, the question is how
he's going to be fine
how
with
quickly
Trevor Lawrence.
Do the Jaguars become a threat in that division? You know, because I think if you're a Titans fan, you look out and you're like, man, we got this division wrapped up. But perhaps you don't. I mean, I certainly don't think it's a good development.
Well, I don't think
Trevor.
Titans. Yeah, you can't put it on Trevor. He's going to just come out of the gate
and all of a sudden be a
division contender
in 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. And I say you look up in a couple of years, and that's probably when you should pay attention
because
if you're the Titans.
I don't think this is good news.
Think the Colts with an upgraded quarterback. And you got to continue that too, because surely they're going to look for an upgrade.
In the sense that this affects the Titans at all, right? If you have to say is it good or bad that Urban Meyer's good, I would rather it not be Urban Meyer. I'd rather it be somebody that I don't know. At least the one thing we do know about Urban is that the dude is a proven winner. Now it's at the college level, but I mean his record is pretty damn undeniable. I mean the guy lost 9 games at Ohio State. You know, I mean he won the College Bowl, you know, championship in 2014. He is one of the best at that level. Now we'll see how that translates into the NFL. But if I'm a Titans fan, I would much rather the Jaguars have kept Doug Marrone, for example. I'd much rather them have hired, you know, some dude I've never heard of that does not have a great track record like Urban Meyer does. I think when you're charting out who the threat becomes the quickest, it's going to be Jacksonville now because Houston's a mess. Indianapolis, they have a great defense, a solid defense, but
and a quarterback that was on a 1-year deal.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. They can fix that though.
Well, they can, but you still have to go out and do it.
Now I don't know if they fix it if they go for Wentz, who's had some success with Reich, obviously, and all that. I don't know if it's fixed there. But Indy's in a position where they can stay there if they make the right decision at QB. Now, I'm with you that Jacksonville can be a threat in a couple of years, but it ain't just the Titans if the Colts make the right decision at quarterback.
Well,
and it
shouldn't
be too hard to upgrade from what you got from Phillip Rivers, should it?
No.
He was at the end. That arm was dead.
But, I mean, he did play well for them in the meat of the schedule.
He didn't lose it.
Right. I mean,
but again, is that doesn't get you over the hump specifically, especially in the AFC, not losing it.
It is true that you're not going to have to bring in.
They got to make a move.
You don't have to bring in Aaron Rodgers in that situation. You don't have to bring in somebody you don't have to bring in Mahomes. You just have to bring in somebody who can, like you said, not turn the ball over.
Well, there's a point this season where I was showing you that they were more efficient offensively with Jacoby Brissett, who was there the entire time, than they were.
I mean, it might be him. I don't know. It may be Brissett. They may go back to him.
I get feeling with Reich, who's worked with guys like Wentz or something, he's going to be itching to go out and get somebody that's a little more high profile. Point being that it would be. You wouldn't just be Titans worrying and waiting on the Jags. You've still got the Colts to worry about there. But, no, as far as Urban, again, I would tell you, the one thing about Titans, Colts fans, even Houston fans, what you've got to know and what you've known for a while since the Jets decided to start winning was the Jags were going to get the number one pick and Trevor Lawrence is going to be in my division. And I would be more concerned with that, frankly, than whoever the hire is. That said, should be a pretty good marriage between Meyer and Lawrence. You would think, based on what we, you know, based on expectations of Lawrence and what he should be in the NFL. I mean, if we watched Joe Burrow, if that was any indication, that transition was smooth.
Yep.
Protect your guy a little bit better than the Cincinnati Bengals did.
Yep.
I mean, that dude, I mean, you got to protect him. They got him hit all year long. So hopefully Jacksonville's got a better plan than that for Trevor Lawrence in terms of protecting him.
We're 2 days away
from
the divisional round. They don't have a special name for this one. It was last weekend. It was Super Wild Card Weekend.
Just divisional round, right?
By the way, that Nickelodeon game was it did pretty well. The ratings, it did very well.
I had it on for the first half.
Yeah, so
UK, Brad, you're driving me crazy. The game is over. We lost. You can't call us the Nickelodeon game anymore.
Well, you can't. I mean, the only Nickelodeon game that's ever been broadcast, you guys were a part of, and you lost. And Jimmy Graham walked out. He retired. Has he officially announced that?
I haven't seen it, and not that we have. We have the next Jimmy Graham. His name is Cole Kmet.
I mean, can you give a little bit of respect for somebody who was an all-time great tight end and a great teammate, it seems
respect.
Like?
I just didn't appreciate the way he just kind of walked off.
Well, I mean, I'll blame him. Who would want to be a part of that mess? He couldn't wait to get to Cabo or wherever the hell he's going.
Now, again, I might have had a little action riding on an extra point or two, and if Jimmy, you know, if he had acted like he had any interest, maybe they'd have stuck around. No, rules, they changed it in 18.
That's right.
You don't have to kick the extra point
yeah,
anymore.
So this is the
now, Jimmy didn't. He made it clear he didn't want any more part of us, didn't he?
No, I
just
who can
walked
blame
off.
Him? Who can blame him? Even Virginia was like, we get it, Jimmy, thank you.
We're already pushing him off. But we drafted a tight end from Notre Dame.
No, it's basically the next Tony Gonzalez from everything I've seen. I mean, he is cold as hell.
And you can be sarcastic because you've got Waller. That's the
that's
only
right.
reason.
That's right. Oh, we do? Yeah, we do have Waller. No, I thought Cole Kmet had a great season. 8 catches, 55 yards. He was unbelievable.
Fool said 8 from 55.
It ain't that far off. You know it ain't.
It's better than that, scrub.
Anyway, it is the Dandy Divisional round this weekend, and I got to tell you, man, the closer that we get to the games this weekend, the more and more that I love the Bucks. I don't know what it is, man. I'm feeling a Tom Brady Super Bowl.
This guy more excited about the Bucks than he is the Grizzlies 3-game winning streak, Brad. It's amazing.
Well, because
he's adopted the Bucks.
Bucks are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. As soon as y'all went for two and it was over, you're like, okay, there's my team.
Yeah, I gotta have somebody to root for. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted Tom Brady last year. Going back to the offseason, I thought we were gonna get him. I thought the Raiders were gonna bring him. You know, that was the rumor. The rumor was that the Raiders were gonna bring in Tom Brady. Man, I wish we did. 40 touchdowns.
When did you switch over into this weird Tom Brady fanatic? Because I thought we were on the same page that the dude he'll shake your hand when he beats you, but he won't shake it when he loses.
I love it.
You made fun of him kissing his son all
in
the mouth.
That was weird. That was weird. But we're not.
And now all of a sudden he's the best. You want him to win every game.
We're
you
not
want him to go out
and
get a seventh ring. You want him to prove that it wasn't Belichick, it was him. Like all of a sudden you're the biggest Tom Brady fan out here. You like Tom Brady more, you like Ja Morant. It's weird.
I think we can both agree.
Something's off about this.
That we are not the worst thing we've ever done.
Did you just invest in TB12 or
Tom
something?
Tom Brady.
Like what happened? John put some money in TB12.
The worst
thing
Tom Brady ever did was kiss his son on the lips on that documentary. That is not who he is. That's the worst thing he's ever done.
Oh, it's clearly who he is. They're comfortable like that.
But I admire him. I admire Tom Brady. This man has been doing this for 20 years. He has been absolutely great for 20 years with very little drop-off.
You respect it.
No, I admire it.
No, you're
I don't just
you're,
respect
you're
it.
You're literally washing his feet.
No,
Tom
I,
could give you his feet.
Yes.
And you would say, let me wash them. Let me serve you. Let me wash your feet.
I mean, what is not to admire about a 43-year-old professional who has, at his age of 43, arguably had one of his best seasons ever? 40 touchdowns, over 4,600 yards. He's in the divisional round. Meanwhile, the coach he left behind in New England, I think Cam Newton threw for 8 touchdowns this year. You know?
You don't think that Brady's at least got a chip in him?
What do you mean?
That something's different about him.
Stop. What are you suggesting? He's on PEDs?
Don't you see all the other guys around him his age dropping off? And you sort of see sort of the deterioration. How many we just went through, a couple of them, with Rivers and with Breeze, and why haven't we seen this before?
He lives different.
You telling me all that's in TB12 is a little bit of chocolate and mask gainer? You telling me I can't be suspicious of this where we've never seen right now?
So you feel the same way about LeBron then? You have to.
What? LeBron is in his 30s. This dude's 43. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so Tom Brady is
and he's playing a much more physical sport, no? Where he's getting, they want to kill him out there.
All he does is stay in the pocket, though.
Oh, stop. When the Bears got a hold of him, he was mad. He was like, don't hit that hard, Khalil Mack.
He was screaming at Khalil Mack.
Because he cannot stand it. Look, I'm not suggesting anything because you got to be careful with this thing. But don't we think, is it not okay to have some suspicion? How in the world is he still doing that? When I'm looking at Breeze, he can't throw it past 15 yards. Now, I throw it 70% accuracy, 5 yards. But he can't get it past 20. You saw Phillip Rivers. You keep saying that Hail Mary got to the end zone. It didn't. That thing came up short. He's much younger, okay? And you want to look at Brady and just with Marvel like he's one of the
greatest
wonders of the world.
He is.
And I, when a guy usually was too fast in the Olympics, John, you look up, all of a sudden, well, you find out he's not that fast. I'm just saying.
Look,
this dude still, what is he going to do? Do it to 50?
I can't believe.
45? 46, 47.
Tom Brady,
to mention he's a front runner. He only shakes your hand when he's beating you. He won't shake it when you beat him.
Tom Brady.
Nick Foles.
Tom Brady.
Story over.
Is younger than you.
I don't know why you love him so much.
For 40 touchdowns this season. He is a year younger than you. Can you just imagine it?
No, right? I can't. Look at me. I'm deteriorating.
Right? Can you imagine? I mean, that's basically like you getting out there, putting on a Bucs jersey, and throwing for 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, don't you think it's going to take some help?
It's well, he's got an unbelievably loaded roster. That's the help. He's got Antonio Brown. He's got Chris Godwin. He's got Mike Evans. He's got a pretty good offensive
line. Dude, he still throws a pretty good deep ball. It's different than those other 40-something years old. Or even the 38s and 39s that we're seeing right now
denigrate,
ain't nobody denigrating.
Tear down,
I'm just saying.
And explain why. Why don't we just appreciate the idea that Tom Brady, after this weekend, is going to be in the NFC Championship game, most likely against Aaron Rodgers? I mean, what a game that will be. The Bucs are winning. The Bucs are winning.
After the fumble thing with your Raiders? Like, I thought why? Tom Brady already gets all the breaks anyway. Why have you become this Tom Brady apologist and his biggest— You're like the Rock, like your Rock, like your fandom of the Rock.
Let me ask you this.
Tom Brady's now you're bowing down to him.
Did you respect Mike and Mike?
Of course I did.
Great run, right? Unbelievable run.
Yeah, like the
run.
Best.
Respect.
Because we know how hard it is to last that long. We're going on year five. We're at each other's necks every other day. So the fact that they lasted as long as they did is quite frankly, it's incredible. And it's the same with Tom Brady. The idea that he can go from team to team, he can go from offense to offense, and let's not sit up here and act like his weapons in New England, certainly the last several years, were anything close to what you would expect of one of the greatest of all time. They were not commensurate with what he deserved there. Julian Edelman and who? I mean, I can't even tell you. He's finally got the weapons he deserves. He's performing adequately, better than I think most people would have expected, 40 touchdowns, 4,600 yards, and this guy will have a chance. He will have his say. And whether or not he's in the Super Bowl.
Dude, you're going to have me rooting for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron Rodgers.
And that's not something I typically or naturally like to do.
Why? Because I like Tom Brady?
No, because yes. Because it's that much.
It's just petty. You're being petty, man. You're being real petty right now. But
it's not about being petty, buddy.
It's just the closer I get to this weekend, the more and more I just love the Bucs. And
I'm looking at some and saying, something don't smell right.
And it's the Saints. That's what don't smell right. It's Drew Brees' arm that doesn't smell right. That's where we are on the NFL playoffs. Should be a great weekend. We'll come back. Brevin Knight's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, John Morant, Jaren Jackson, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South sports gaming station. All the lines, the games, the action, the analysis, the players, and the wagers. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Live on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. The 6 with Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Mark Giannato, and Jeffrey Wright, along with Gary Parrish. Weekdays from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Win one of two brand new BMWs at the Fitz, plus tons of promo cash. Fridays and Saturdays in January. Promo cash and two brand new BMWs. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Last night's sleep? Interrupted by pain? Tonight, silence it with new ZzzQuil Night Pain. Restful sleep, now with powerful pain relief. ZzzQuil Night Pain combines America's number one sleep aid with a maximum strength pain reliever. So you can fall asleep fast and wake feeling rested, because pain should never get in the way of a great night's sleep. New ZzzQuil Night Pain. Silence pain. Sleep soundly. Available at retailers near you.
Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
From shredding to printing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and copying, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any-ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS Store. Every ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
But you can see it in my eyes. So don't deny, I can't fool no one else.
We have Love Memphis with Remax experts looking to buy or sell a home. That's the team you need to get with, because they know the market better than anybody else. Right now, inventory is low, rates are low, which means if you're selling your home, you get top dollar for it. They'll sell it fast. They'll get the most money for you. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Like telling the story about Jane, for those of you who haven't heard it, because it's a prime example of how you can get bad advice even in a good market for sellers. Jane had two homes in Oakland. Another agent, not with Live Love, told her the most she could get for them, about $215,000. Said it'll take about 2 months and we'll get them on the market ready for you. Red flags should have been going off, and they certainly did for Jennifer Carstensen and folks at Live Love. It's a good thing Jane called them. She told Jane, no, forget that plan. Put $8,000 into each home. We're going to get you the most money possible. They listed both homes for $245,000, not $215,000. See quite the difference after she put in the $8,000 on each. And they did it 2 weeks later, not 2 months later. Urgency, right? They know you want to get that thing sold. They know you don't want a long, drawn-out process. And they know the market best. Yes, it's a good market for you, but you need the right advice. You'll get it from Live Love. Both houses for Jane, they sold multiple offers for over list price, will be a similar success story for you in this, yes, seller's market, low inventory. Got a chance to get thousands more if you're rocking with Live Love. Call them up, 901-410-8255.
410-888-8818. Again, 410-888-8818. You can ask for Jennifer Carstensen or anyone from that hardworking crew. It's the Live Love Memphis group at REMAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Did you guys see this breaking news? I was on the Tigers message board, and I haven't confirmed this, but it looks like the Tigers are going to play SMU on the 26th, and then 2 days later in Dallas.
26th of this month?
26th of this month.
Interesting.
January, so the 26th and then the 28th, and turn around 2 days later and play in Dallas.
Doing essentially what you're doing with
that's on the board, with, so I haven't confirmed that. I need to confirm it.
Well, I mean, if that is true, right? If it is true that you're gonna, so it sounds like they're gonna get a road game at SMU out of it. I mean, that would be ideal. It's just true because you're trying to get,
That's being reported, Brad.
That's on the message board. So let me be clear. That hasn't been reported. I just saw it on the message board about 45 minutes ago, and from a friend who might know.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
I don't mean to speculate, y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
I know people are super passionate about it. We're trying to get some basketball games.
They're going to reschedule the games. I mean, it's just a matter of when. They're not just going to cancel them outright. So,
sorry, I'm not trying to speculate on live on the air here, but people are wondering when we're going to play, and it's important because we need games.
Well, the next game is on Sunday against Tulsa, and I believe Tulsa just took an L last night
to Wichita State.
Wichita State's a lot better than people thought they'd be.
And maybe somebody can text me and confirm that.
That's another reason why I'm nervous about the future of Memphis basketball this season. Because I mean, I can't remember the Wichita State's interim coach's name, Isaac something. But whoever it is, they're playing hard for him. Mm-hmm. And Tulsa's going to be coming off a loss on Sunday, so they're really going to want a piece of you if you're Memphis. So, I mean, it's just
they've had our number. I mean, we can't seem to beat Tulsa.
Well, it's just that. It's that zone.
You won't be underestimating them now.
Right?
It's that defense they play, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just
difficult. Man. I would too, man. Let them shoot. Well, make the shot, Dagum.
Somebody's got to make the shots for Memphis.
Here's the deal. If you're Memphis, just talking about that, and Giannotto had mentioned that as a possibility yesterday, maybe it balances out the fact that now UCF is two home games. We talked about the importance of that is because when UCF is down there, John's talked about this too. That was a quad one opportunity. You're 0-1 right now in quad one opportunities. So having the two games here, sure, it's great. You still get opportunities, but UCF coming here is not a quad one. Get the difference there. At your best, you're looking probably at quad two at that point. Here's the point I'm making. If you get an SMU game and it becomes two road games, that's obviously two opportunities at quad one. SMU, last I looked, was 66 at the net. You realize if you're on the road, you beat that team, that becomes quad one and is a way to make up what you lost. So frankly,
you want that road game.
Tigers fans should be rooting for that opportunity because, as we said, yes, you get another game against UCF, but it will not be down there. You lose that quad one opportunity. Memphis right now is 1-4 in quad one and quad two opportunities.
Right.
You want that quad one specifically for that tournament selection committee. If you add another SMU road game, that would make up for the one you lost at UCF. So could end up being important. A lot of people want that to happen. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense because in some conferences, John, that's what they're doing.
Right.
They're potting. You're playing them. You cut out the travel.
Yeah.
You cut out half the travel. You knock them out, and yes, you lose the advantage, right? You're in some cases, if you're not home.
Yep.
But again, you're playing them back-to-back. Home court really hasn't been an advantage in the pandemic, quite frankly. And so that may be the best Memphis can make out of the situation, quite frankly, is you add a quad one opponent opportunity that you lost in getting another SMU road game.
Well, that is.
And connecting it to the one you've already got scheduled.
That's certainly vastly better
than. Probably best case scenario.
The UCF option, Memphis. Right? When you went from having.
Again, I haven't confirmed that. That's the speculation here.
Well, sure. I mean, but I mean, just to sort of talk that through. I mean, if that ends up happening, and you do get that road opportunity at SMU to go along with the rescheduling of the game here. I mean, that's all you could ask for.
Right.
I mean, that's all you could ask for is to because you dragged your ass in the non-conference portion of the schedule, and that's what happened. Now you have to go out on the road and you have to win. I mean, you have to win at Wichita State. You have to win at SMU. You have to beat Houston once. You have to win at Cincinnati. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do every single one, but in a vacuum, yes. I mean, these are things you have to knock off. These are items you have to check off because, again, right now, what is the best thing about Memphis's resume? They're 105th in the net. Their offensive efficiency is at pace or maybe even worse than they were last year. Yes, defensively they're still good, but even defensively they're worse than they were last year.
Yeah, by a few steps. Still elite defensively.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, but I'm just saying, like,
context-wise.
They're treading water defensively. They're treading water or worse offensively.
Yes.
And their best win is against St. Mary's, the first game of the season. I mean, that is just simply not going to cut it. And I don't even know that if Memphis does these things, if Memphis goes out and I mean, Cincinnati's not very good.
Nope.
And I think they just had a pause. I think they actually just had a they had a pause.
They're sitting at 3-7 right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not enough.
Yeah, it's not.
I lost 6 of 7 since starting.
I'm a little worried for Memphis in that even if they take care of business,
you don't have enough shots at it.
It's all about the at bats here.
Sucks.
And I just don't know if Jason Memphis has enough of them.
Well, again, it'd be like another at bat if you add another SMU road game. If I'm Penny Hardaway, I absolutely take that. Look, right now Memphis is sitting with one conference loss. So that's what you got in front of them. And what you got to know too. And again, we can hit this to death. But the fact is, it's not opinion; it's fact.
Right.
You've got a more talented roster than.
Well,
I can make an argument. All of the teams in the AAC, but certainly more talented than anybody but Houston. So from that standpoint, all you need to do is take care of business, get your point guard, and that run still seems possible. But again, to John, it's going to take a run like that.
Yep.
But again, man, you're too good defensively to waste another year like this. You got too much talent offensively to waste another year like this. So hopefully, this break has been sort of a come to Jesus for them. Let's get better, more consistent play at point guard, and it looks a lot better. Again, you got a lot to like, but you want to get this tournament box checked, and you do that by being better offensively. You've been better than the one-on-one team that they've been, you know, when things have broken down.
The truth is, it seems like we're already at the point where we need to root for front runners to be front runners and win outright. Like I was watching, and I don't mean to bring up a game I watched randomly, but that Mississippi State Texas A&M game. Texas A&M is on the outside looking in based on their resume. And then they knock off a Mississippi State. I mean, that jacks up everything when you get these SEC bubble teams because you figure what it does is it waters down the pool and it puts in 7, 8 SEC teams as opposed to 4 or 5. And at the end of the day, it waters down the tournament too. Not waters it down. It just makes it hard for Memphis to get in.
Well, no, I mean, that's you know, you got to beware of the bid stealers. But, I mean, at this point, I think Memphis is more of a bid stealer than anything else. I mean, I think Memphis is trying to play that role at this point.
It is. It's not on the bubble.
Well, they don't have enough opportunities to do it now.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the challenge.
You're at this point going to have to win the AAC tournament. And
yes.
It's just like, is it going to happen? Probably. I just saw the A-10 is moving its conference tournament from the Barclays Center to a member institution's campus because, you know, they just don't feel like it's you can properly bubble up there in New York City or whatever you want to say. So, you know, that's where Memphis is right now. They're going to have to. You know, it's hard to say exactly because we don't know how many games they're going to play the rest of the year. I mean, ultimately,
right.
Your margin for error right now, because you've already lost so many, is zero in terms of if there's another outbreak on it. You only postpone so many times before you lose games. You know, that's going to happen. Memphis is going to actually lose games because of COVID pauses. And, you know, Cincinnati right now is on a pause. Villanova has been on several pauses this year. Just because you go on one doesn't mean you can't go on another.
Right.
And so the truth of the matter is that Memphis is going to have to absolutely maximize every opportunity they're getting. And can they do that? I mean, can they do that? I don't know.
As of right now, they're still on the schedule. I'm going to get this straight. Like, as of right now, on the schedule still are enough opportunities to be a second-place team in the AAC. And remember, it's still 2 against Houston. It's still 2, if I'm not against Wichita State, which looks a little bit better than they initially looked. I'm replacing Cincinnati with Wichita State. Got it? Tulsa, that'll be a good win if you can get it on the road. That is absolutely a quad-1 opportunity, an opportunity to get the win. The problem, where John is right, where Brad is right, is that you cannot afford to lose those. Now the wiggle room is done. The opportunities as of today, and yes, maybe even expecting a couple of them to get clipped, are still there as of today. The problem is it's got to be night and day on the court of where they were offensively the last time we saw this team. Like, it was literally Alex Lomax having to save them.
Yep.
This team right now is 150th in the country in adjusted offensive efficiency. This is like a shake you up kid. What are you guys doing type moment. If I'm Penny Hardaway, we've got to get this correct. And again, it does. You know, you're not. We've seen it. You're not all of a sudden going to become a top 25 offense. That this team just does not seem capable of that. Not to mention the free throw shooting is bad. That looks like a characteristic of your ball club. That's not going to change.
Right.
The 3-point shooting may not change, but the ability to get and create easier baskets when you have got this much talent. Somebody was telling me yesterday about all the bunnies Memphis has missed. Remember the DJ DJ Jeffries missed dunk. Yep. Like there's just Malcolm Dandridge has missed a ton of those. And you are absolutely right that Memphis has missed a ton of those. But more concerning to me in terms of when I'm watching that Memphis offense is that they don't create more of them.
Yep.
With all that talent, to me, that's the concern. And so whether it's going back to Lion or something, you know, something more complicated, I mean, it seems like that Simplify has sort of been the way they're rolling. I want to, them, with that kind of talent, to create easier baskets. That's what college basketball teams, good ones, find an ability to do. That's what, you know, get a couple of them, you master it. This guy, you know, Landers Nolly's got his spots. Find a way to get him in those spots and get those easy shots, because that's been the issue more so than the missing the bunnies is the fact that there haven't been more bunnies with all of this kinds of talent. And that's what Penny's got to figure out. They got to be a completely different team in terms of confidence level and in terms of flow when they get back out here, hopefully Sunday against Tulsa. I mean, it's come to Jesus time, because while the opportunities are still there to fix it, yes, they are dwindling. You may lose a couple more, so you better take advantage of them when you got them.
Tulsa is hanging on to
their net spot,
top 70.
I guess that loss yesterday did hurt them.
They're 67th right now, so it would still be a quad one win.
Absolutely, it gets you what, top 75 on the road.
But they are hanging on right now. SMU, I believe, is 65th, so that would constitute a quad one
100%.
Win. Wichita State is number 54 in the net. That would certainly be a quad one opportunity there for Memphis. Cincinnati has really fallen off.
They started 2-1, but I think they've lost 6 of 7 now. 3-7, I think, last I looked.
They are down to 103, but even at 3-7, they are still ahead of Memphis.
Hopefully Wichita State can replace them as sort of a win that can be decent for you.
But still, I looked at the KenPom projections earlier in the week, and we were projected to lose by a point to Cincinnati on the road.
Because you don't beat them up there. Memphis just doesn't.
Which is sucky. I mean, you in theory, if you're trying to get in a tournament, you go bust that out.
Well, this is the year.
You got to go get that done.
Yeah, this is the year to go up there. Because I want to say South Florida go in there and get one?
Yeah, they South stole
Florida's,
it from them.
South Florida's beat them
earlier
there.
In the season, sure.
Tulsa, I think maybe they've beat them there as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Cincinnati's not the juggernaut at home that they usually are. In fact, that's a team, you know, look at that and say a must win in those games, a place you typically do not win. It is this year. It absolutely is this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, your opportunities are few and far between for those tournament-defining wins. You've got, again, Houston twice, so that's two. Wichita State on the road is 3. Mm-hmm. SMU on the road is 4.
Could be four or five.
I mean, you've got five.
SMU could be 2 road games if you do it the way they're doing UCF here.
Right.
Hopefully for Memphis, if it's best case, that's what it becomes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the reason UCF be willing to do that is because for UCF, it becomes, where's Memphis at? That's a
105.
Right, when you do it on the road, it's a more impressive victory. They're giving that up, not to mention you can't have fans anyway. So from Memphis' standpoint, I only bring that up because from Memphis' standpoint, a road game, okay, in this sense, it gives us something.
Yeah.
It gives Penny Hardaway something, which is another quad one opportunity. And it makes sense to put the two together. So you cut the cut the travel down, and the chance that you can play both and get them both in increases. It makes all the sense in the world.
You got between 5 and 6 opportunities for Memphis.
There you go.
To get quad one wins, and realistically, you're going to need to go, you know, 500. I mean, you just are. You're going to have to.
I think it needs to be better than that.
But
to your point about how bad the non-conference was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
for how bad the non-conference was, it needs to be better than that.
I mean, right now, Memphis isn't even in the conversation.
Nope.
I mean, they're just not. They're not in the tournament conversation at 6-4 with no real wins to speak of. They're 150th in offensive efficiency. That is just not good enough. Needless to say, it is just not good enough. When you're ranked 105th in the net, you're ranked 150th in offensive efficiency, you're 6-4. That's what it is. So
that team's number 3 in block percentage. They're 12th in steals percentage. Like, you're wasting that without, you know, just how bad it's been offensively.
I don't understand how you can because those are steals and blocks, right, are direct opportunities that should lead to easy buckets.
And they do. But it's not enough of them, because when they play, as we said, better teams, right, that don't turn it over as much or throw it right into Musa Cisse's hand for a block, that's when they have trouble creating those baskets.
Yep.
And that's the key, is, of course, and Penny's almost said as much, their best offense is, as John said, turning the ball over and scoring points off that. But you have got to be able to find a way against the better teams to create those buckets, especially when you've got that much talent. You cannot rely on turning teams over. You just can't. Those better teams, you can't rely on turning them over. Houston's not probably not going to give you 18, 19 turnovers that you can turn into, you know, 20-something points or whatever it is going to do. That's what's imperative, especially in college, to have something you can go to and be able to create those easy baskets. That's what Memphis has got to find. Look, you've seen Frank Hay throw this zone at you, you know, last couple of years and discombobulate you. Now you've seen them beat teams. They knocked off number Houston when it was number 5. There should be no excuse for underplaying Tulsa. Oh, we're just going to out-talent them.
Yep.
They've beaten you now. I think he's 1-3 against Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
It shouldn't. I heard Rob Eason on with Giannotto and Jeffrey yesterday. There should need to be no speeches to get up for Tulsa. The time is now. Memphis is backed into a corner essentially with the opportunities it's got left. And Lord knows they owe Tulsa. So this should be easy come Sunday. Just look a little bit better on offense, and maybe you'll start getting to where you're trying to go.
Yep. So that's the latest on Memphis basketball. They're trying to piece together the schedule and put together something that resembling a normal season here. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
92.9 ESPN on radio.com. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' sports station is everywhere. Download the radio.com app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the go. Then simply favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on your smartphone. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The boat.
What are you talking about, Sheldon?
Well, it's the boat that home sellers are missing. If people are thinking of selling their home and are going to wait until spring when the azaleas bloom, they're missing this great market. They're missing the boat. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten.
And I'm Hugh Mallory, and we're with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town.
We have a highly successful strategic marketing program.
And don't forget the Showbucks option.
Yes, and the Showbucks option. We always tell people that when they're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let us be one of them. Find out how our marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell.
So do people really say when you want the job done, call Hugh Mallory?
Almost Hugh. It's Sheldon Rosengarten, or Hugh Mallory at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Call or email now and don't miss the boat. 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And
Go Tigers!
Blue Note Juke Joint, if you are looking for a drink, we've almost made it to the weekend. I highly recommend Blue Note Juke Joint Bourbon. I always keep a couple bottles of Blue Note Juke Joint on my bar at the house, and there's a reason why. It is smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can drink it however you want. You can drink it neat. It's awesome. You can drink it on the rocks. Tastes great. Make a cocktail with it. Get the recipes. BlueNoteBourbon.com. Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. You can't miss it. It is the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. Looks great. Sitting on your bar. Tastes great. Go get yourself a bottle. Again, just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. Weekend's here. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Looking for some action? Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action247.com. Local. Legal. A sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action247. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
So I was telling y'all about my downstairs unit. It was being all finicky, the heater down there. My man Oscar Pruitt himself from Ofox came out yesterday. I mean, he fixed that thing right up in about 10 minutes. That quick, that easy. That's what they do at Ofox. By the way, I called him yesterday morning. I said, hey, I'm having some trouble. They were there literally as soon as I got home from doing the show. It's always same-day service. That's what they do. That's what they pride themselves on at Opox. Visit them on the web at opox.com.
Oscar John going to need a new unit, isn't he? You could take advantage if you do, because Opox offers a 10-year warranty on all installations. New unit installation, should you need it, for as low as $47 per month. Maybe your unit is good, but you still think your bill's a little high. Opox can have you running a little bit more efficiently, can lower that bill. If you install state-of-the-art Nest thermostats, they'll do that for you. Also got iWave R air purifiers. What are they, Jason? Well, they're installed in any duct air conditioning system. They destroy the virus, the COVID-19 virus, along with other germs and bacteria in the home. So it's that good air you're breathing, right? And it's working efficiently. Lower that bill. Visit opox.com. That's opachs.com. Opox Heating and Air. You can call them up, 901-443-5153.
Some news here in the NFL. It will be Jared Goff on Saturday for the Los Angeles Rams. He will get the start for the LA Rams against the Packers. Blake Bortles is going to be active. Blake Bortles will be the backup quarterback. I know the instinct is to say Aaron Rodgers, MVP. They're going to win this game, and they may well ultimately win the game, but the Rams will be heard from. I mean, that defense is too good not to be heard from in this game. I just don't think that Aaron is going to walk into this game and just throw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, this is going to be – I mean, because think about it. They have the ingredients to make life very difficult for the Packers, because Devontae Adams has been probably the best receiver in the NFL this year, right? Yeah, I think if you look at the numbers, you look at everything. He's
consistent.
Good for a touchdown damn near every game.
Oh, man, yes.
But who is better in the NFL than covering number one wideouts than Jalen Ramsey?
He'll shut down a whole side,
so
usually.
What is going to happen?
See how he gets all up in Metcalf?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Metcalf had a couple.
No fear.
Metcalf had, a touchdown or two, basically in garbage time.
He gets frustrated, too, man. If you get in him.
Look at how he had Metcalf frustrated early on. He had it to the point where Metcalf's on the sideline going crazy.
Yes.
Because the dude's always, he's up in.
Then they forced it to him the next play. It was a pick six.
Yeah,
here's the other part.
Like
I looked at he's 6'1", 210, 215. Yeah. So, no, that's not the specimen Metcalf. But most receivers, like Devontae Adams, 6'1", about 210, 215. He gives you so much physically in terms of being all over you. It's not just like a little pestering DB that's got good coverage. He's physical with you the entire game. It gets under your skin. He can shut a whole side of the field down. So I'm not saying he keeps Devontae Adams completely out of the end zone, because they're pretty good at what they do, him and Aaron Rodgers. But making him less effective, Jalen Ramsey could certainly do that. Stud. I mean, and you got to give Nashville, right? So I think they're Smyrna, technically. Yeah, but you got to give Nashville the credit for Jalen Ramsey. He's a stud.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what this dude has done, right?
He's a beast.
His numbers against elite wide receivers this season are, quite frankly, especially in the league we're in now, right, with how much they pass the ball. I mean, he is legitimately a shutdown corner.
That's why they went and got him. I mean, he's a shutdown guy.
They're going to have to move Devontae around. So I actually have the numbers.
And they will.
I have the numbers here. This is Jalen Ramsey versus notable wide receivers this year, okay? Amari Cooper, 7 receptions, 57 yards. Stephon Diggs, 1 reception, 4 yards, a touchdown. Terry McLaurin, 0 receptions. Allen Robinson, 1 reception, 42 yards.
He shut down, my man.
DK Metcalf, first regular season meeting, 0 receptions. Mike Evans, 3 receptions, 20 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 3 receptions, 28 yards.
He gets the best.
DK Metcalf, last regular season meeting of the year, 3 receptions, 33 yards.
Yeah.
He absolutely takes guys out. What is Aaron going to do when he doesn't have his favorite target? Hmm. We haven't really seen that. I mean, is it going to be Lazard? Is it going to be Exxon Valdez? I mean, we don't know because we haven't ever seen that.
What's the other one, too? Is there another one like a French name or something?
Lazard.
No, it's like Saint Martin.
Equanimee Saint Brown.
Yeah, that's one. He'll catch a touchdown or two if necessary.
Tanyan.
Valdez can't catch anymore.
What's crazy is best corner.
Yep.
Clearly.
Yep.
Got the best lineman too.
Yep. That's right.
And Aaron Donald. Now the difference is, and I watched it in that Seahawks game, he's hurting. Hey, he's gonna be ready to go. You heard Irvin talk about it. He said if he's 88%, we know why he picked 88. It is a good number. It's an awfully good number. If he's that, it'll be good enough. But he was affected. After he sacked Russell on that one, he went right to that rib. And if he's less than 88, we'll put it that way, since that's the number the playmaker wants to use, that alone can be a difference, man. Because I'm telling you right now, you give Aaron more time,
that's right.
Doesn't matter. He won't need Devontae Adams. He'll go find the other guys. And so, again, big part of this going to be is how effective Aaron Donald can be, because he is not fully healthy. That I saw that in the Seattle game.
Yep. So anyway, I mean, it's going to be. I think that's quite the intriguing game. I think Aaron is going to do enough against the Rams to be able to eke out a win, but it might come down to like a last second drive. I think the one thing that might worry me is, do the Rams have enough? You know, is Goff going to be healthy enough? He played like a warrior over the weekend with the thumb. Is he going to be able to do enough, though? Is he going to score enough to be able to do that? I don't know. We'll
see. And just like we talked about earlier this week, it doesn't need to be a golf game. Make it a Cam Akers game, and that's your way through offensively for the Rams.
This is an easy one, though. It's Rams plus 6.5, right?
I think I'm taking Rams plus 6.5. I might buy it down to 7, but I think that defense is going to –
It's not going to be blown out.
I can't see it.
That is the play.
They've been blown out all year.
No.
And I think
look what they did with Seattle.
Right? I have such respect for their coach. I think Sean McVay is. I mean, we don't talk about him as much because they haven't been in the Super Bowl, but he is a freaking genius.
I think he gets a little too fancy at times offensively when he's got a guy in Cam Akers that could just run over people. But other than that, no, McVay's been great. Well, he's got a Super Bowl appearance already.
Yes, he does. That's going to do it for us today. Gennaro and Jeffrey are up next. I believe you were going to hop on the show today,
Jason. Yeah, 3:30 after I pick up the kid.
3:30, Jason will be on, but Gennaro and Jeffrey, make sure you do not miss that. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to the great Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Thanks to Bobby Marks. Gino and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app. It's 92.9's BetQL Countdown to Kickoff. This Sunday morning from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Hosted by Nick Costas. Previewing all the bets, wagerment, the biggest guests, and the breakdowns of each and every football game in the league.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. We'll cover the spread, total, player props, and much more. With the best voices in the industry, you won't find a better way to prep for all 6 wildcard matchups. And you can follow along on the BetQL app for the latest betting info on each game.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
What up, what up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
How you able to keep your emotions under control? You know, Kamaru, you're fighting somebody like Kobe Covington. You can't get out of that and fight his fight, right?
I say this is what separates the good, great, and the elite. the elites are the type of people that are able to tap into that mentality, like, oh, word? All right, I'm going to show you and go out there and show them. You know, I got into a space where it's like, man, all right, I'm going to show you. I let you talk. Like, a lot of these guys, I just let them take the gas. And that's the job. The media has to build them up as this giant that's willing to come in there and dethrone me. And I'm just like, all right, I'm going to do my thing. As long as I take care of what I take care of, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you that I am the best.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Valentine's Day just being a month away,
it's a great time to go shopping for engagement rings, especially at a great price. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, get free financing, sale going on at all locations. You can't get this online, folks.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.